This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Task force formed to prepare government's common minimum program submits its report to Prime Minister's office. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says policy initiatives have been taken to upgrade secondary education examination SEE results to 70%. Koshi Province Chief Minister Hikmat Kumar Karki secures vote of confidence, and exploding pages kill at least 12 people in Lebanon. Now the news in detail. The task force formed to prepare the common minimum program of the government has submitted its report to the government today. Talking to media persons after submitting the report to the office of the Prime Minister, member of the task force and Nepali Congress General Secretary Gagan Kumar Thapa said the government's common minimum programs and plans aim to create jobs for the youth and instill hope in the people. He also claimed that the government will not make any compromise in the investigation of large corruption cases. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says policy initiatives have been taken to upgrade the Grade 10 Secondary Education Examination SEE results to about 70%. Addressing the program organized by the National Education Day 2024 Celebration Main Committee in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Oli said the government is steadfastly working to remove the existing backwardness in the education sector. Prime Minister added that significant improvement would be made in the SEE results by teaching major subjects to students through online mode. The present pass rate of students in SEE is around 50%. The Prime Minister called for cooperation from all quarters to improve the education quality of the country. The head of the government also urged educationists to produce capable citizens who can compete at the world level. On the occasion of the National Education Day, the Prime Minister honored various schools with the National Education Prize. Chief Minister of Koshi Province Hikmat Kumar Karki has secured a vote of confidence in the province assembly. In the vote that took place in today's meeting, 66 votes were cast in favor and 15 votes against the vote of confidence resolution tabled by Chief Minister Karki. Two provincial assembly members remained neutral during the voting. Out of 93 members of the provincial assembly, 83 were present in the meeting. Karki took the vote of confidence for the second time after the CPN Mavi Center withdrew its support following a change in the power equation at the federal level. National Assembly members have called for separate legislations for timely completion of national pride projects. In today's meeting of the Federalism Enablement and National Concerns Committee under the National Assembly, the parliamentarians urged the government to introduce dedicated legislations that would contribute towards timely implementation of national pride projects. The meeting deliberated on the problems and challenges with the ongoing national pride projects, including Mahakali Irrigation, Rani Jamara Kularia Irrigation, Bheri Babai Diversion and Sikta Irrigation, among others. Communication and Information Technology Minister Prithvi Subbagurung has stressed the need for making the postal service technology friendly to make it efficient and reliable. While inspecting the General Post Office at Delhi Bazaar today, Minister Gurung instructed the employees to work in a customer-friendly and reliable manner as it is the most sensitive service. The Communication Minister pledged to resolve most of the postal-related problems by formulating the national postal policy this year. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjalharu matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tyle nai majale chalaune.
*1415# dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom. Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A plantation program has been organized on the premises of Radio Nepal's Kumal Tower relay station in Lalitpur. The plantation program was organized today coinciding the Constitution Day and National Day. Inaugurating the plantation program, Secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology and Chairperson of Radio Nepal's Board of Directors, Radhika Arial, said the plantation program conducted by the glorious institution like Radio Nepal will convey a positive message in the context of environment conservation. Secretary Arial said the government decided to organize various programs on the 18th, 19th and 20th of September on the occasion of the Constitution Day and National Day. On the occasion, Radio Nepal's Executive Director Amar Dhoz Lama said, Radio Nepal has also been participating in the awareness programs including environmental conservation along with disseminating reliable information and news. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. At least 12 people have been killed, including 2 children and thousands injured when the pagers went off on Tuesday. The BBC cited Lebanon's health minister Firas Abiad as saying 12 people have been killed, including an 8-year-old girl and an 11-year-old boy. Multiple reports say Israel's Mossad spy agency placed explosives in thousands of Hezbollah pages before they detonated across Lebanon. A senior Lebanese security source told Reuters news agency that the pages were brought into the country months ago. Separately, Israeli and US sources say Israel detonated the pages earlier than planned, fearing that Hezbollah had become aware of the plan. Hezbollah used pages after banning mobile phones earlier this year, saying they were too easy to track. The pages seemed to carry a Taiwanese brand, but Taiwanese firm Gold Apollo denies any involvement, saying the pages were made by a Hungarian firm. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken landed in Cairo early Wednesday. The AFP news agency cited the U.S. State Department as saying Secretary Blinken will address negotiation efforts with Egyptian officials. In private talk, the U.S. officials say that they do not expect any breakthroughs at Wednesday's talks in Cairo, but Blinken's visit will aim to keep up the pressure campaign for a deal between Israel and Hamas. This is Mr. Blinken's 10th trip to Middle East since the start of the war in Gaza nearly a year ago. U.S. Secretary Blinken is expected to meet with Egyptian leader Abdel Fattah al-Sisi and hold a press conference with Foreign Minister Badr Abdel Lati, but will not be visiting Israel in this round of diplomacy. The efforts to secure an elusive ceasefire in Gaza were further complicated by the recent wave of blasts in Lebanon. Voters have begun casting their ballots in regional elections in Indian-administered Kashmir. According to Al Jazeera, Kashmiris lined up outside polling stations on Wednesday morning to vote in a local government election for the first time since the disputed territory lost its semi-autonomous status in 2019. 9 million registered voters will choose members of the Himalayan region's 90-seat legislature. After Wednesday's first phase of voting, second and third rounds will be held on the 25th of September and the 1st of October. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Karnali province and Sudhir Paschim province along with the hilly regions of the country. It will remain partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at one or two places of Koshi province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Karnali province. With this, we almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Task force formed to prepare government's common minimum program submits its report to Prime Minister's office. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says policy initiatives have been taken to upgrade secondary education examination SEE results to 70%. Koshi Province Chief Minister Hikmat Kumar Karki secures vote of confidence, and exploding pages kill at least 12 people in Lebanon. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.